CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Canada's number two diplomat says Ottawa is confronting Beijing over its policy of clamping down on dissidents in foreign countries. Testifying at a February 3rd House of Commons committee meeting reviewing foreign interference in the last election, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs David Morrison was asked to comment on the objectives pursued by the Chinese regime in Canada.
加拿大外交部副部长表示，渥太华就北京打压海外异议人士的政策向中方提出交涉。在2月3日举行的下议院委员会会议上，会议内容是审查上一届选举中的外国干预问题。外交部副部长戴维·莫里森在作证时被要求就中共政权在加拿大所追求的目标发表评论。
Security bodies and public inquiry have identified China as the top perpetrator of foreign interference in Canada, and foreign meddling incidents linked to Beijing were flagged by the government during the 2025 federal election.
安全机构和一项公共调查已将中共国认定为对加拿大进行外国干预的主要实施者。政府还在2025年联邦选举期间指出多起与北京有关的外国干预事件。
Morrison told the committee that China's objective in meddling in Canada is to suppress five different groups or topics that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, calls the five poisons. Those include Taiwan independence, the Falun Gong meditation group, the ethno-religious Uyghur minority in Xinjiang province, Tibetan independence,and the pro-democracy movement.
莫里森对委员会表示，中共国干预加拿大事务的目标是压制中共所称的五毒所涉及的五个不同群体或议题，这些包括台湾独立、法轮功修炼团体的反迫害、新疆的少数民族维吾尔族、西藏独立以及支持中国民主的运动。
Morrison added that pursuing these objectives in Canada or elsewhere is foreign interference.
莫里森补充说，在加拿大或其他国家推进这些目标本身就构成外国干预。
I've told them repeatedly, personally, that we have a poison as well, and that is foreign interference that takes place on our territory, Morrison said about his conversations with Chinese officials. It's our turf, we get to call the shots,So that's what the clash is. The targeting of these groups by the CCP is to preserve itself and the territorial integrity of China, the deputy minister said, adding that it constitutes overreach when the regime seeks to suppress the five poisons abroad. That's where we clash on what is foreign interference.
谈到他与中方官员的交流时，莫里森说，我已经多次亲自告诉他们我们也有一种毒，那就是发生在我们领土上的外国干预。这里是我们的地盘，我们说了算，这正是冲突所在。
The CCP's preoccupations over Taiwan made headlines in Canada in January when two Liberal MPs on a visit to the island cut short their trip after being advised by Ottawa ahead of Prime Minister Mark Carney's visiting China. MPs Helena Jacek,and Marie-France Lelong said returning home early was important to avoid confusion on Canada's foreign policy as Carney was departing for China.
中共对台湾问题的高度关注在今年一月成为加拿大舆论焦点。当时两名自由党国会议员在台湾访问，在渥太华的建议下提前结束行程，因为总理卡尼即将访问中共国。国会议员海伦娜·雅切克和玛丽·弗朗斯·拉隆德表示， 提前回国对于避免在加拿大外交政策上造成混淆十分重要，因为卡尼正要启程前往中国。
Chinese nationalists fled to Taiwan when the CCP took over China in 1949. The self-governed island, under constant threat of annexation, is only recognized as the proper seat of China by 12 countries. Canada switched recognition from Taipei to Beijing in 1970.
1949年中共窃取政权后，由国民党领导的中华民国政府撤退到台湾。民主自治的台湾一直受到中共兼并的威胁，现在与台湾建立正式外交关系的国家只剩12个。加拿大在1970年将外交关系从台北转向北京。
Carney's visit to China, the first by a prime minister since 2017, resulted in the signing of different agreements and Ottawa declaring a new strategic partnership. Carney also told Chinese Premier Li Qiang, the progress made in the relationship sets us up well for the new world order.
卡尼这次对中共国的访问是自2017年以来加拿大总理首次访华，期间双方签署了多项协议，渥太华还宣布建立新的战略伙伴关系。卡尼还对中共国务院总理李强表示，双边关系取得的进展，应对新的世界秩序奠定了良好基础。
Testifying alongside Morrison was Nathalie Drouin, Deputy Clerk of the Privy Council and the Prime Minister's National Security and Intelligence Advisor. The two officials accompanied Carney in China.
与莫里森一同作证的还有娜塔莉·德鲁安，她是枢密院副秘书长，同时担任总理的国家安全与情报顾问。这两名官员此次随同卡尼一同访问了中共国。
Conservative MP Grant Jackson asked the officials how to reconcile the stance that the People's Republic of China, PRC, poses a significant threat to Canada while we're building the new world order with them. Carney had identified China as the biggest security threat during the 2025 election campaign.
保守党国会议员格兰特·杰克逊询问两位官员如何调和这样一种立场，一方面认为中共国对加拿大构成重大威胁，另一方面却又与他们一起构建新的世界秩序。卡尼在2025年竞选期间曾将中共国称为加国最大的安全威胁。
What changes in terms of your actions with the PRC, Jackson said.
杰克逊说，在对待中共国的问题上，你们的行动到底有什么改变？
Drouin answered by first referring to Carney's speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland last month. The Prime Minister used thinly veiled criticism to take aim at U.S. protectionism and foreign policy while saying that Canada is responding to the challenge by, in part, deepening ties with China.
德鲁安在回答时首先提到了卡尼上个月在瑞士达沃斯世界经济论坛上的讲话。卡尼在发言中以含蓄的方式批评了美国的保护主义和外交政策，同时表示加拿大正通过包括加深与中共国的关系在内的方式来应对这一挑战。
The world is changing and so we need to adjust to this new world, Drouin said. She added that getting closer to China in some specific sectors does not mean that Canada is abdicating its responsibilities in matters of national security.
德鲁安说，世界正在发生变化，因此我们需要适应这个新的世界。他还说，在某些特定领域拉近与中共国的关系，并不意味着加拿大在国家安全问题上放弃自身责任。
Jackson followed up by questioning the diplomats about China continuing to be an actor in interfering in Canada's elections, to which Morrison responded by pointing to his talks with Chinese officials denouncing foreign interference.
杰克逊紧接着追问这两位官员，中共国是否仍然是干预加拿大选举的实施者？莫里森回应称，他曾在与中方官员的会谈中明确谴责外国干预行为。
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back to the channel show on CJSF 9.1 FM, Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Spencer McKenzie, and the song is called Cold November. It's dedicated to the November 2015 Paris attacks and the family, friends, and loved ones of those affected by terrorism and hate in the world. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的一首歌曲是来自 Spencer McKenzie 演唱的歌曲 Cold November。
people used to meet. Candles all aglow, where lovers used to go.
The song you just heard is called Cold November, which is vocal by Spencer McKenzie, and it's from the album also titled Cold November, released in June 2018. For more information about Spencer McKenzie's music, you can visit www.spencermckenzie.ca. Aplex is a music piece by Josh Grossman. It's performed by Toronto Jazz Orchestra. It's called George and Rose, which is from the album titled Toronto Jazz Orchestra 20. 听众朋友，接下来请大家欣赏来自多伦多爵士乐团演奏的乐曲 George and Rose。 那么这首乐曲呢，是由 Josh Grossman 作曲的，希望您喜欢。 再爱我一次 which means love me one more time and it's vocal by 蔡琴 the last song for today's music segment of the channel show is a song called 一剪梅 which means a branch of plum blossom and it's vocal by 费玉清And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由蔡琴演唱的《再爱我一次》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲是由费玉清演唱的《一剪梅》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再会。
草原广阔，参参风雨不能阻隔，总要云开日出时候，万丈阳光照耀你我，真情像梅花开过。冷冷冰雪不能淹没，就在最冷枝头绽放，看见春天走向你。